Hi, Natalia.
Hi, Malcolm. Hello.
Yeah.
So, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Yeah, it's a lovely sunny day, but I'm afraid I'm having to be in the house and I'm going to work.
Okay. And you're good.
Whereabouts are you?
I'm in Falmouth, near Falmouth in Cornwall.
Okay, lovely. So,
yeah, it's been starting to be a little bit of spring here, not much, but...
And I'm very aware that most of the time my mind is going six to the dozen about whatever is important to me at that moment. So one of the ways of practicing is by walking slowly. Is deliberately walking very slowly. And sometimes it comes and sometimes it doesn't. The moment will come out of when one's least expected, and when I'm sort of one moment that we created a story about, or I created a story about, was when it was completely pouring with rain, and I was absolutely, and it had been raining all day, and I was absolutely sick to death of being in the rain, and I just, there was this little bird peeping, and I crouched down and I just watched it, and a very moving little scenario unfolded out of that, out of being in the rain and hearing this bird peeping and running up and down a stalk of bracken right close to me, just a few feet away from me. I couldn't understand what it was doing. And it kept going down the stalk of bracken, peering into the water, coming up, flying over the other side of the river. And the river was flooded. It had seriously flooded, and I was very moved. I felt very touched by this little bird coming close up and down the stalk. I thought maybe there's some food there, and all of a sudden I kind of knew why it was doing it. And I walked over and I put my hand about 18 inches into the water, and there was this nest with five eggs in it, and the little bird was trying to get at its nest. And in part the performance. And the following morning, I tried to put the nest actually on a little mound that was out of the water. And of course, it's completely stupid. No bird's going to sit on a little mound. So I ended up putting it back in the water. And the following morning, I went back there, and the nest was still there, but I broke one of the eggs, and the little chicks were just about to hatch. Anyway, so that moment, I kind of crafted into a little story that became part of our performance. And Nick, my partner, who I work with, he played the harp to that moment. Mm-hmm. So I think it's part of it is being doggedly there, even when it's raining, and you'd rather be somewhere else. And part of it is sitting there thinking, what the hell am I doing here? But staying anyway. And I usually find that when I spend my 48 hours there, something will emerge that will surprise me.